We hit that very high-grade structure. I think it was about 9 grams over 50 meters in a trenching program. So we're just looking at that and figuring out the best strategy to move those assets forward. We've got a technical committee, and Erica Dohring is helping sort of lead that initiative. And then the other big thing we're working on, of course, is our copper project in the northern part of Ontario called W2. You may recall we drilled that last year and we completed the consolidation. We bought the main resource area, which is called the CA zones. And that's was very important acquisition for us. It completed the consolidation and it brought in that, you know, very large, higher grade area of copper, nickel and PGEs that Inco had drilled. And the past owner and operator that did a lot of work on this.
Greg Farron, PTX Metals, good morning to you. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Andy. Nice seeing you again. I'm doing well, thank you.
You're very welcome. So you have been quite the busy guy. The stock is doing fantastic and you've had a lot of really good news. And I would say it was good news start breaking and more to follow. But let's start with the close of 24 here. You had a good raise here. And then, yeah, let's talk about that and what you got going on right now.
Yeah, sure. Happy to do that. Yeah. So we did have a productive 24. And I think it was sort of a transformational year. And now this year, we're just going to continue executing on everything we accomplished in 24, including the financing we completed at the end of the year. As you're aware, it was about $3.5 million, with a lot of those proceeds are going to be going in the ground, primarily for W2 drilling. But we're also doing some funding for a gold project as well in the Timmins camp. And there's been good insider participation, both in that financing and in the market as well. And we had, I think we had about 65-70 investors participate in that financing. So a number in Europe, a number in Canada, a number of high net individuals put in some significant orders, a few institutions. So yeah, we're happy to get that out of the way. And that puts us in a good position for the first half of 25.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about the first half of 25 here. What's really the goal and the plan here moving forward for the first half? You got so much stuff going on. You're such a busy guy, which is all great if you're running an exploration company here. But yeah, tell me the plan and what should investors be looking at for the next over the next few months?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you may remember we've got the South Timmins Gold Joint Venture. We've got two assets in the Timmins camp right near the Côté gold mine. And so we made a discovery at our Heenan project last year, first through a trenching program, and then we did a small drill program. So we actually followed up on that in December and completed a 5-hole drill program on that discovery. So it was a very near surface, shallow discovery. And we hit mineralization over a wide intersection of about 70 meters. It was well disseminated across that hole. And there were a few high grade hits as well. And so we thought, let's go step out 50 meters on either side and, you know, re-angle and see, you know, because when you're drilling a brand new discovery that's never been drilled, obviously it's sort of a sensitive process of how you go about uncovering it to see if you can find higher grade or if it continues along strike. So that's been done and already completed and we're waiting for those assays. So we're excited about that. And you remember also at our Shining Tree project, we had a large trenching program that's been going on all of 24. And we hit that very high grade structure. I think it was about 9 grams over 15 meters in a trenching program. So we're just looking at that and figuring out the best strategy to move those assets forward. We've got a technical committee and Erica Dohring is helping sort of lead that initiative. And then the other big thing we're working on, of course, is our copper project in the northern part of Ontario called W2. You may recall we drilled that last year and we completed the consolidation. We bought the main resource area, which is called the CA zones. And that's was very important acquisition for us. It completed the consolidation and it brought in that, you know, very large, higher grade area of copper, nickel and PGEs that Inco had drilled. And the past owner and operator that did a lot of work on this in the 2000 timeframe, they didn't even own that deposit at the time. because the individual was sort of unwilling to sell it. So they worked on a second deposit northeast called the AP zone. So you've actually got two deposits in close proximity at surface. They each host about 50 million tons of around 1% copper equivalent. And so we've been busy modeling that. We just did a large mag survey across that whole property, which will give us new data for drill planning and just a modern way to look at the project, because a lot of the historical surveys are quite outdated. Now we're doing some in-house modeling of that new resource we acquired. And then in March, we're going to do a combination of IP work that's ever been actually done at this copper project. And, we do think that it's going to bring a lot of benefits to helping us expand and link those deposits to potentially one larger deposit. And then we're going to actually go out and drill for the first time since Inco, that CA zone, and do some confirmation and expansion drilling in March.
Wow. So you got a lot of stuff going on. There should be a lot of news coming in here over the next probably 6 to 8 weeks. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the things that you said, your essays are waiting them for to come back. Do you have an ETA on that? I'm sure all investors or people that are interested in purchasing the company will be very keen on when those are coming in. Do you have any estimated time?
Well, when we drilled at the Côté gold mine area last year, it was quite quick turnaround. So I'm expecting probably would be the same, 4 to 6 weeks, to get those assays back. Yeah. I don't think the labs have gotten, significantly busier, and, being in Timmins, there's obviously access to, labs and, infrastructure. So that should be quite quick.
So to all of the viewers and investors out there, and I'm sure this will get a lot of play, just really stay tuned for in the next 4 to 6 weeks. And that's when they'll be coming back. Let's talk a little bit more about the W2 project here. What is really the vision here? What's to be expected next for that? You said a lot of things, but really what should people be just coming out? Oh, news coming out in the next probably month to quarter here on that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's also a very interesting project. It's in the northern part of Ontario. So the closest town that some of your viewers may have heard of is Pickle Lake. And we're about 70 kilometers west of the Ring of Fire. It's another region that's fairly well known. And there's, been a lot of discussion about that Eagle's Nest deposit that's going to be getting in production. There's actually been some announcements in the last week or two from the premier and the minister of mines about, pushing that mine, the infrastructure it needs to get the nickel and copper developed. And so we think we're going to be a big beneficiary as that infrastructure comes in. You know, we've got the second most advanced deposit in that district. Ours is predominantly a copper deposit at surface. But there is nickel sulfides and some platinum plating as well. So there is a precious metals component. So yeah, so our goal is fairly straightforward. We've got the permits in place. We want to continue working with local communities, developing those relationships, and just continue de-risking it. And what's interesting, there's over 100 drill holes. You've had a couple of very good operators that have worked on that. So I think as we confirm a lot of this data, through drilling and like the IP surveys show they can get larger and complete the metallurgy work. I think the market will really recognize this project as that work, is announced to the market, because a lot of historical work isn't necessarily recognized immediately, but I think it can be quickly positioned as a significant asset.
Yeah. And I think really your stock price is really starting to reflect that in the last, I would say, 8 weeks or so. So well done. Let's talk for anybody that does not familiar with you and the company and what you guys are doing. Give us again, very 30,000 foot overview. I really fell in love with the company, not only because of the work that you're doing, but with also the jurisdiction that you're in that has significant advantages, as well as the exact projects. I mean, you had great results, or having come out with great results, as well as just really great properties, really big players all around you. So that's really what people look at. So just again, tell the viewers and listeners that are not familiar with you just about who you are, what you got going on, really what the plan is, even though you did mention that, but the plan is your jurisdiction and those advantages.
Yeah, sure. Happy to do that. Yeah. So I'm based in Toronto, and you know, most of my career has been in finance or mining exploration, all in Ontario. So I was running a company called Treasury Metals. When I became the CEO, we had about a 30 million market cap. And when I left, it had about 3 million ounce deposit, almost 190 million market cap, and was well financed and was moving through into a feasibility discussion. So it was an ideal time for me to leave. I became the CEO of this company about 3 years ago, and also another Ontario focused company. That's where all my experience is. And the cornerstone asset in at the time was that Shining Tree project by Côté. And we've done, you know, a couple things since then. We expanded that with the Heenan Mallard acquisition and brought in a partner in Montreal called FanCamp to help, you know, fund those exploration costs. And I felt that we needed something more advanced, something in the critical minerals. So we were able to put this copper project together in the northern part of Ontario through a number of acquisitions. And I knew that a lot of work needed to be done in terms of getting the permits and getting that key resource consolidated. But, you know, the vendor of that was, you know, quite impressed with the work we'd been doing, the permits, all the data compilation, the drilling results. And so we were able to complete that consolidation. And and that's the nice thing about Ontario. There's a real push. I think part of it is coming from the U.S. They want to have stable partners that they can rely on, like Ontario, you know, for critical minerals and other parts of Canada for energy, for example. And so being in Ontario, you know, the government is really pushing to improve the permitting timelines, improving community involvement. And because of that, there's a number of big players. If you look at our gold project, you've got IAM Gold there, you've got Alamos, lots of infrastructure. And then in the northern part of the newer camp we're in, this copper camp, you've got Barrick there now, you've got Teck, Wyloo, which is basically an arm of Fortescue Mining, the CEO's a private equity fund. So you've got a number of fairly big players. And then there's a number of other juniors moving in there, like Juno Corp and PTX and Northern Superior. So it's good. That's what the government wants. You know, they want, and we got that grant. Remember that funding we received from the Ontario government? You know, that's something that's quite new. They're funding both technology, infrastructure, and exploration.
Yeah, it really is one of the best jurisdictions in the world. But going a little step back, going to you and your background, what I really always liked about you and the team is just that your experience in the capital markets. I find that this is not by any ways people with a negative, but what I'm about to say, but people with geology backgrounds, they tend to just drill a lot of holes, which is good. You need to do that, obviously. But if you don't have access to money, those drill holes are not going to go anywhere. So I really like that, admired that about you. Tell me a little bit more about your background here. You took a... say that again, your experience with your previous company, you took it from a 30 million market cap to almost a 200 million market cap by the time that you left. And this is your next project. But yeah, just tell us a little bit more about the background and the team's background that you put together.
Yeah, yes. So I worked for about 10 years in Toronto. As you know, they're quite active in financing junior small cap energy mining companies. So I worked in the capital markets. I worked at the stock exchange. I began working with a group in corporate development, so helping build and develop these small exploration companies. And then from that, I became a CEO of a company called Treasury Metals. And so having that background, I mean, a big part about running these companies is working with the technical teams, you know, managing those costs and working with them closely. And that's something I think I'm quite good at. And then obviously raising capital and working with investors, you know, that's very important that, you know, you're communicating work with your investors. Because at the end of the day, these companies don't have cash flow. So you need to be able to, keep your investors continuing to fund projects. And then, you know, the technical part of the business is very important too, because you need to work with people that know how to find good deposits, develop good deposits. So it really is a team effort.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do this. If people want more information about you, how do they do that? Give your website and give the ticker symbols.
Yeah. So our website is ptxmetals.com. It was formerly called Platinx, actually, and we just rebranded last year under the trading symbol because the platinum project had been sold. And yeah, we trade in Canada under the symbol PTX and on the US QB under PANXF. And I've actually noticed that the volume has been quite strong so far in January in the US. So you're starting to see some steady trading liquidity. And the volume in Canada was really active in September when we announced that expiration target, which is similar to a resource, showing the potential size of the deposit. And then it traded quite well in September, October, November, and then it got quiet with the financing and end of the year. So then we'll begin, February, we'll start with some announcements on the project activities and then start getting out and seeing investors again.
Yeah, excellent. Well, Greg, I just want to really congratulate you, but there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. But I've been following you really since we met, which was in the fall of last year, and you've had a good run up here. But I believe that the best is yet to come, and this is just speculation on my part. I think the best is yet to come over the first quarter here of 25. So keep up the good work. Don't let it put off the gas, if you would. Just keep it moving along.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Andy. Nice seeing you again.
It's great seeing you. I'll put all of this information in the show notes below this interview, as well as on the podcast.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Fantastic.